society.
Yeah.
People meeting people of different backgrounds and lifestyles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. What about social activity? Are you involved? In, you were involved this last week in this Payne College alumni thing.
Yes.
What are the kinds of things like that are you involved in? Do you belong to any clubs?
People have been trying to get me actively involved in the Alumni Association at Payne, and I guess I will become eventually involved in that, deeply involved in that. But since graduating from Washington, I've spent most of my time, you know, getting adjusted to my job situation, you know, devoting most of my time to that.
Mm-hmm.
I have had very little time for social activities other than going to clubs and having a few beers or whatever. Meeting people that way. Of course, playing cards every Sunday night. You know, I have a little quick little group we play cards every Sunday night. You know, it's rather nice. So.
Yeah.
And that's about the extent of my social life.
What about those people you play cards with? How would you characterize them? Are they, in terms of, let's say, their economic status and so on?
Well, most of them are professional people or students.
Uh-huh.
Two teach at Payne. One is the active in the Augusta Players. Another is a professional dancer who has moved here to Augusta. Students at Payne, people of that kind, all of them are doing something.
In Augusta, one thing that I've discovered in interviewing people is that as kids, there seems to have been, contrary to what Northerners often expect, a great deal of interracial contact. Was that true when you were growing up, in your own experience?
Mm-hmm. There was very little interracial contact. In fact, I found that to be a problem, to have been a problem, when I went away to graduate school.
Mm-hmm.
I had to make the adjustment. I found that I had not had the experience of competing with whites or any other group,
mm-hmm.
any group for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
But everything worked out well. It was a minimum problem. The adjustment was easily made.
Mm-hmm.
I went on from there. But very little interracial contact. Went to a segregated elementary school. As I was coming out of high school, the integration was the thing then. But for the most part, the high school that I went to was predominantly black, you see.
Yeah.
However, I have met a number of, in growing up, I've met a number of people from different backgrounds, and
mm-hmm.
we became very good friends, and we associated very close, we became very close, and we did things together.
That's interesting. Okay. Well, what about your parents? Are they? What about your mother? Is she from Augusta as well?
Yes, she's from Augusta.
She was born here.
She was born here in Augusta, and she's lived here all of her life.
How far did she get in school?
She went as far as the eighth grade. Now, her mother died when she was very small. And she was raised by a stepmother.
Mm-hmm.
That could have happened. Well, she married. She lived in a time when, you know, many young girls would marry.